From The Secret 1950s Discovery of the Code of the Brain by Cheryl Welsh, 1998. Sensors technology has been highly classified, and billions of tax dollars were spent for its development during the Vietnam War. Many parallels to mind-controlled technology can be drawn. The importance and funding of bionics, replacing and transforming man into surveillance equipment, to the military can be seen in the following examples. Sensors development is like the development of the atomic bomb. It is a science, corporation, military, government, bureaucracy, which has national security classification, no accountability, massive funding, and military goals to develop lethal technology. This Cold War bureaucracy rationalized government nuclear radiation experiments on non-consensual human subjects in order to defeat the diabolical communist enemy. Programs to develop sensors technology have been found guilty of similar crimes. Now, mind control victims are alleging the same problems. This is how the unthinkable can happen. How something horrible like radiation experiments and now mind control experiments happen. Sensors technology is a part of the revolutionary change in military thinking. Technology has and is changing the nature of war. The use of sensors and the electronic battlefield in Vietnam was a turning point for waging wars. Many analogies to mind control technology development can be drawn from this example. It is clear that the political will at that time and today favors the military corporation's goals. It becomes clear that mind control experimentation could take place with the approval of top officials. The role of secrecy, the interest of the military to develop high technology, and the serious implications of a lack of oversight are all contributing factors to the proliferation of sensors and now mind-controlled technology. Quotes from Barnaby Frank, 1984, Future War Armed Conflict in the Next Decade, Facts on File Publications. On the battlefield of the future, enemy forces will be located, tracked, and targeted almost instantaneously through the use of data links, computer-assisted intelligence evaluation, and automated fire control. With first-round kill probabilities approaching certainty, and with surveillance devices that can continually track the enemy, the need for large forces to fix the opposition physically will be less important. I see battlefields on which we can destroy anything we locate through instant communications. This version of the automated battlefield was described as long ago as 1969 by General W.C. Westmoreland, then Chief of Staff, U.S. Army. The general based his statements on his experiences of new war technologies in the Vietnam War. Like most wars in the Third World, the Vietnam War was used enthusiastically by military scientists to test their new inventions under operational conditions. Quote, sensors. A sensor is a device used to detect the presence of matter or energy and locate it. The sensors on the automated battlefield may be sensitive, among other things, to light, sound, magnetic fields, pressure, and infrared radiation. They can transmit information about enemy forces by radio over long distances. From Barnaby Frank and Huisken Ronald, 1975, Arms Uncontrolled. Quote, the automated battlefield. The sensors on the automated battlefield can be sensitive either to the same physical stimuli as the human senses, for example, light or sound, although usually with greater sensitivity, or to physical stimuli which is not directly detectable by a human being, such as infrared radiation, magnetic fields, electromagnetic waves, and so on. The above book also quoted General W.C. Westmoreland, currently we have hundreds of surveillance, target acquisition, night observation, and information processing systems either in being or in development or in engineering. These range from field computers to advanced airborne sensors and new night vision devices. SIPRI goes on to say, Electronic Battlefield, Inc. by Chris Robinson, is an article describing the Pentagon's development of the electronic battlefield. Utilizing sensor systems, companies involved include RCA, Westinghouse, Hughes, Honeywell, General Electric, Litton, Motorola, and ITT. From Dixon, Paul, 1976, The Electronic Battlefield, Indiana University Press. If the Westmoreland speech served to give the electronic battlefield formal expression as a new military dream, the three-day official secret National Security Industrial Association, NSIA, symposium on the same concept showed it was becoming a contractor's dream as well. Some 850 industry representatives with secret clearances were seated for the meeting at the National Bureau of Standards in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Meanwhile, an additional 1,450 were turned away due to lack of space. Finally, on July 6, 1970, congressional inattention was interrupted when Senator William Proxmire said, "Mr. President, I rise today to point out a classic example of the Pentagon's foot-in-the-door technique, one of the main reasons why the military budget is out of control. I am informed that the Pentagon has already spent some $2 billion on a secret weapon system called the Electronic Battlefield. Information on this program has been kept from Congress and its costs hidden within the Defense Department budget request. The program, attracting more than $3.25 billion in appropriations uncovered by the subcommittee, Proxmire and the subcommittee agreed, however, that the electronic or automated battlefield represented a whole new series of technologies and programs that were combining to form a totally new American way of war, and that the investigation had only touched on one part of the whole. In other words, it was a classic tip of the iceberg situation that seemed to be begging for deeper examination. The electronic battlefield has already dwarfed most other huge federal efforts and should soon be in the price class of the Apollo program for space exploration. This is a, quote, revolution in conventional warfare, end quote, talked about by Pentagon planners that will usher in abilities that existed only in science fiction magazines a few years ago. There are others, but none is more intriguing than the death ray application first put to use by the likes of Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers in their scrapes with the forces of evil. Although few efforts are so heavily wrapped in secrecy, enough is known to conclude that, quote, high energy lasers loom very large in the military scheme of things. The only major sustained effort to educate the public about the electronic battlefield has been by NARMIC, the National Action Research on the Military Industrial Complex, a branch of the American Friends Service Committee based in Philadelphia. Its major effort at public education in this matter began in 1972 with the production and distribution of some 1,300 copies of a film strip entitled The Automated Air War, which concentrated mainly on Igloo White. It was widely shown in the United States, Canada, and Europe. The NARMIC expose is a well-documented, strong condemnation of the electronic battlefield innovations used in Southeast Asia. At the Winter Soldier hearing staged in 1972, Eric Herter, grandson of the former Secretary of State Christian Herter, stated, "We have been participants in the new forms of war that are to replace the unpopular struggle of infantry and patrol against guerrilla bands. Replace it with a greater atrocity than 100 milis, the systematic destruction of thousands of innocent persons, of entire cultures, by an automated, electronic, and mechanical death machine whose killing will be one-sided, unseen, and universal. The plans are drawn, the multi-billion dollar down payment has been made, parts of it have already been tested in real war, and the rest of the wiring is going in right now."